breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Well, I'm going to one of my favorite summer getaway spots this weekend, Door County. I've been to Door County many times, but I'll be trying some new things this time, and I would love to hear if you have some fun summertime events or activities planned as the last full month of summer quickly approaches. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July the 30th. And it's time for our monthly visit from our Wisconsin travel advisor, Gary Knowles. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be with you again, Joy.
It's nice to have you here. I always look forward to your list of events that you always come armed with, and we have posted Gary's recommended events on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show, and on WPR.org if you'd like to take a look at those. And if you would like to share your weekend or August plans with us, or plug a fun thing to do or see in your community, or maybe you have a question about someplace you would like to go, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Gary Knowles is travel editor for Dane County Lifestyles Magazine, and he is our regular contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go segments. And Gary, summer is going by pretty fast, as usual.
It's at Wisconsin speed now. You know, I mean, it really happens so fast, and you start in maybe May looking ahead. Boy, and it really just disappears. And, you know, you still have, the good news is there's still time to do some really fun stuff.
And the good news also is there's plenty of good stuff to do.
That's right. And yeah, and lots of fun things here. You know, your trip to Door County ought to be really fun.
I am looking forward to that. We're going to go biking in Peninsula State Park. We're going to, this is something new. I've never done this before. This is new up there, a zip line ride.
I've heard of that. I've never done one. I don't know if they'll ever strap me in one of those. I don't know, but there's congratulations. It's really, I think, an adventure and something you ought to really have a great time doing.
I'm looking forward to the zip line. We're going to go kayaking on the Mink River in the Mink River Sanctuary. We're planning on taking a sunset sailboat cruise.
Oh, that's great.
I can't wait. And I bet there's still, you know, there's still some time here or there. It's only a weekend, and I'm really packing it in. But
well, you know, I would suggest, too, if you have the time and, you know, can get on that ferry and go over to Washington Island, go over to Nelson's and join the Bitters Club. You know, there's a tradition where you go over to Nelson's Bar there and you drink a shot of bitters. During the Depression, they actually would drink bitters because there was a high alcohol content in it, and it was the way they got their alcohol
fixed. You know, I've heard about bitters. It obviously it's bitter, huh?
it's bitter, and you probably won't make a regular diet of it. There are other drinks that are probably more pleasant, but it's really fun. You go over to the Nelson's Bar over there, and you join the Bitters Club by drinking a shot of the bitters, and they give you a membership card, and there are people from all over the world that may have made a point of going up there to join the Bitters Club, so I would do that.
And I also see here that I can segue the door in Peninsula State Park and in Washington Island if I'd like to.
Yeah, for people who don't know, I mean, I'm sure most people do, but the Segway is a two-wheeled motorized vehicle that you stand on and ride, and it really is fun. I did it down in Florida. This was about a year ago, and it really is kind of neat. It's real sensitive. It kind of it just obeys your weight shift to go forward or backward or stop, and it's a great way for people who don't want to walk a whole bunch of miles to kind of get a ride at a real reasonable pace. It's a nice vehicle.
One thing I like to do when I'm in Door County, and I go just about every summer, maybe I miss one here or there, but it's, as I mentioned, one of my very favorite spots. We often go to the American Folklore Theater at Peninsula State Park. And of all things, last year we saw Cheeseheads, the musical.
Oh, did you see that?
And that is what's playing this in this particular time right now, too.
I've heard that. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen it myself, and I put it on a list of things that I'd suggest to you, because that was one of the things that really appealed to me. It looked like it might be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I'm really happy that Karen writes on Facebook that I should go to the annual sandcastle contest at Whitefish Dunes State Park.
Oh, that sounds good.
And that's near Jacksonport, and I think we can fit that in. That would be a lot of fun. I like going to that that park, that beach, a little beach time, and see some sandcastles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the neat white sand beaches of Wisconsin, and just a real nice place, too. Once you discover it, you kind of want to go back again, you know?
So that's what I am looking forward to this weekend, which I didn't know if I was going to say this or not, but it's a special weekend for me because it is my birthday
tomorrow.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much as well for the kind gift. Gary came in with a gift of a nice bottle of summer wine that I can enjoy in Door County, so thank you so much for that.
Well, have a good time.
So what about you? What are you looking forward to? I bet you're looking forward to this classic convertible ride that you're planning.
I am. As a matter of fact, I spent the last couple of days working on some of the routes for the 200 convertibles we'll be taking out of Eau Claire. They're going to be on a big ride over to the Mississippi River and then kind of over to the Menominee area. And I've got to say that I every time I take a drive through this state, there's new things to discover. I don't know if you've ever been to Ernie, Wisconsin.
I have not.
Ernie, many people have.
I don't even know where Ernie is.
Ernie is a little crossroads, I want to say, community. I don't know how many people you need for a community, but it's just driving the back roads between Eau Claire and over toward the Mississippi River.
All right.
It's in some of the most beautiful back roads country you can find in the state over there. And I think we wound up going through Ernie. We were working on different roads to set our route, but also, of course, came across some real familiar places that have just fantastic things. The Mabel Tainter Theater in Menominee, I assume you've been there.
I have not, but we talked about it when we talked about our opera houses too long ago on the program.
It's just a beautiful place. And we went across the river. I've got to say, we ventured over into the M state, but I know we've got a lot of listeners over in Minnesota, too.
That's
over
okay.
In that area. We went over to Wabasha, and of course, you know, when you hear the word Wabasha, do you think of anything?
I think of Native American.
How about Grumpy Old Men? Remember the movie Grumpy Old Men?
Oh, okay.
The writer was from there. And there's a bar there that apparently was one of the featured things in the Grumpy Old Men movies. So we kind of did that and went up to Red Wing. Red Wing has just some the spectacular places in it. And, of course, one of the neat things about driving the Minnesota side of the river is you see Wisconsin real well. So we just had a great time. And it really, that's some of the stuff I'm looking forward to come up later in August when we take our convertible cruise through there.
And if is this something that's open to anybody who has a convertible?
It is. We take about 200 cars. We limit it to about 200. And this will be the 18th year in a row that we've done a four-day convertible cruise through Wisconsin and the neighboring states. And anybody who cares to check in on it, there are pictures and whatever, at openairtours.com. And feel free to check it out. We do limit it to 200, and it fills up real fast, just so people know.
Well, that does sound like fun. If I had a convertible, I'd think about that. But as I mentioned to you once before, Rob, my husband, is down on me getting a convertible because he thinks it's not practical, that practical guy.
I thought he just had a birthday a while ago. That opened his mind up, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, once you hit that big 6-0. We are talking with Gary Knowles, travel editor for Dane County Lifestyles Magazine. And with us at least once a month to talk about some of the fun things to do in Wisconsin and surrounding states for our Tell Joy Where to Go segment. And now it's your turn. What are you planning to do this weekend? What are you looking forward to anytime in the coming month or so? Your idea may inspire others, including me, to visit your community or your favorite event someday. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And again, you can find a list of Gary's events on Facebook or on WPR.org/Cardine. C-A-R-D-I-N. It's going to be mostly cloudy, mild today. There is a chance of rain, darn it. Highs in the 70s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, another chance of rain with lows in the 60s. And partly sunny tomorrow, a chance of rain with highs ranging from 70 in the north to the mid-80s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, July the 30th. Coming up later this morning after 8 o'clock, it's our Week in Review. Two guests from different perspectives to talk with you about all the big news of the week. You can also join Ben Marins after 4 this afternoon for your views on the news. Another opportunity for you to call in and talk about what you think is the most significant news story this week. That's coming up later here on the Ideas Network. Right now we are talking about what to do with this last full month of summer. August quickly approaching, and the last full month of summer, talking about some of the big events and little events going on in Wisconsin this weekend and throughout August. And we invite you to call in with your plans or an event that you would recommend. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you want Gary's advice on perhaps a particular place you can go to do what you like to do, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jay in Liberty Pole joins us first. Hi, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay.
Good morning. I wanted to mention that the community of Viroqua, which is in Vernon County, is about 35 miles southeast of La Crosse. On the weekend of August 21st and 22nd, hosts its annual Wild West Days.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts really on Friday night with an all-horse parade, which is the largest all-horse parade in Wisconsin. And that night also there are concerts at the Temple Theater. But on Saturday and Sunday, they have an actual festival grounds called the Wild West Days grounds, where they've created this like 1800s boom town with several buildings, including a church, a saloon, a dance hall, a hotel, and they have groups of Wild West reenactors, and they do shootouts on Main Street, and they have stagecoach rides. They have all sorts of vendors, and it's really a family-friendly event. Viroqua has about 4,400 people in population. But Wild West Days for the weekend, it raises the population closer to 15,000.
Wow, well, sounds like a lot going on too. Why do you like going, Jay?
I enjoy it because it's if you have one of those days where you have great weather and everything else, there's so much to see and do over the course of a couple hours that it just fits everything in for me. They also have a great rodeo. It might not be what you would call your big city entertainment, but where can you get away from a big city and see something like a Wild West Days weekend like that?
Yeah.
And that, you know, your countryside up there is so pretty, too. Just even getting there is really nice. And do you know who the musical entertainment's going to be this year at the Temple Theater?
You know, I wish I did.
Shouldn't have asked you, right?
Yeah.
I don't, but they always have a great headliner there, and it just has escaped my mind. I'm one of the people that'll wait. Oh, yeah, well, that's who's going to be
there. Sure.
Well, we can always look it up. Wild West Days in
Viroqua.
Viroqua.
Yeah,
and you're great.
You're in Liberty Pole, is that right?
Yeah, that's I'm about 7 miles southwest of Viroqua, and you know, we take for granted our beautiful hillside. And our cursed topography with the ridges and valleys and the coulees. But waking up here and catching the view is wonderful.
Well, I tell people who go out that way to drive out of Viroqua to Liberty Pole because I think the drive out there is so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's just really nice.
I think it's beautiful too, Jay. Thank you very much for sharing the info about Wild West Days coming up later in August, August 21st and 22nd. Now we go to Monica in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to tell you about a family event that's coming up at Berner Botanical Gardens in Whitnall Park. It's Hales Corners, Wisconsin. It's not that far out of Milwaukee. And we're doing a family event. It's called Zoo Time at the Gardens, and it's from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. We'll have lots of crafts and a petting zoo. And it's a celebration of a new book that was written by an author named Stacy Tornillo. It's a children's book about zoo animal names in the garden. So it should be a lot of fun.
Is that a local author?
She is. She actually is the editor of Birds and Bloom magazine, and she wrote a children's book called Enter at Your Own Risk, Kathy's Animal Garden. And on August 8th, it's the release of the book in our area.
Sounds great, Monica. Yeah. Thanks very much. Very nice.
Great place to go,
And there's lots of big things going on, too. I'm happy to hear about what's going on in Viroqua and Hale's Corners. But I notice on your list, I think it's the closing weekend, but EAA Air Venture is happening.
I wanted to put that on there because it's so much fun, and I haven't had a chance to get there yet. I may actually get there tomorrow. And the neat thing about going today or tomorrow is the great warbird shows that they have, which are the old military aircraft, and there's fewer of those every year. So, and it's always just fun to go to EAA, the air venture up there in Oshkosh.
And of course, another huge event that's coming up, not this weekend, but shortly, the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah, the State Fair, I mean, it's one of the granddaddies of state fairs, as they say, around the country. And really, you know, you got to go there and, of course, eat a cream puff or four or five. And you know.
Yeah, I'll do a cream puff. But last year I went and I would not do the chocolate-covered bacon, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, it sounds like it may not be good, but everybody I talk
they
to
say
who tried
good,
it
yeah,
loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. And, that's salt and sweet, I understand. Yeah. But I'm still not a big bacon fan. So.
No, well, that's right. And I don't know if they have them there, but I've also heard of the deep-fried Snickers bars and things like that.
Yeah, things that are like 8,000 calories apiece, right?
Yeah, about a month's worth in one bite, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun, the Wisconsin State Fair, EAA. Yeah. You know what, next week at this time, Gary, during the 6 to 7 o'clock hour on Friday, we're going to be talking with the founder of the Mustard Museum.
Oh, Barry's
now, yeah,
in,
now
right?
in Middleton. He used to be in Mount Horeb, now in Middleton. And we're going to be previewing National Mustard Day, which is on your list.
Well, it is on my list, and it's on a lot of people's list, I know. And I'll let him tell you all the details. But as I was looking at it, a couple of the things that struck me is they're going to give away free hot dogs there, but you have to have mustard on them. You don't get mustard, you're not going to eat that hot dog. And Barry is good about making sure that that'll happen. And they have, of course, their own university called Poupon, of course, like Grey Poupon.
Yeah, Poupon U.
Poupon U. it's kind of a fun one that they have some fun with. It's Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and Clement's sausages are going to be there. And they're going to have, I think, one of the famous racing sausages from Miller Park in Milwaukee will be there.
Yeah, that's the National Mustard Day at the Mustard Museum in Middleton on Saturday, August the 7th.
Right.
So we'll talk more about that one next week. Speaking of mustard and condiments, I don't know if it's on your list, but I have to. Oh, you do have it on your list. The August 7th and 8th is the Hamburger Fest in Seymour.
And that's the home of the hamburger, for people who don't know.
Say.
Well, they claim that it was invented up there, and who am I to dispute that, right? And it was interesting. I was at a Jimmy Buffett concert not too long ago, and he got it half right. He said that he wanted to give people in Wisconsin credit, at least half credit, for his song Cheeseburger in Paradise, because he said, of course, this is the home of cheese. What he didn't understand, I think, is that we get all the credit for cheeseburgers, because we're the home of the hamburger, too.
Yeah, that ought to be fun. So not only eat a bunch of hamburgers at the Seymour Hamburger Fest, but apparently you can watch some hot air balloons as well going on.
And they have a hot air balloon festival taking place at the same time. And they have all kinds of games up there, some related to hamburgers, some just games for the sake of playing games. And it's really a lot of fun. If you've never been to the Seymour area, it's another nice area in Wisconsin. Worth checking it out.
Yep, I might be able to do that. We'll see. And I know another thing you're looking forward to, it's coming up August 9th through the 15th, is the PGA, the Golf Championship.
Yeah, it's one of the major golf tournaments of the year, one of the four majors. And this only comes to Wisconsin. I mean, it's just we're lucky to have had any. This will be our second one in probably 10 years now, and then there's more coming. It's being held at Haven at Whistling Straits Golf Course, and I heard that there are still tickets being sold for it. They expect a huge crowd out there. And all of the major players, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, and, you know, if you're a name, and of course, Steve Stricker from Madison is going to be there. But you don't want to miss it. It's really a lot of fun. But I would say take your good walking shoes. Don't wear any real slippery soft bottom shoes, because you're going to be walking through some real interesting golf territory out there, and it's beautiful on Lake Michigan.
It's striking, yeah.
It really is, yeah.
Well, that does sound good. Well, here's what a Facebook fan named Julie says she's going to be doing this weekend, and this is kind of nice because it's not necessarily some huge event. She's going to the General Store and Cafe in Spring Green for their weekend breakfast, biking the old railroad track, and making the last of the blackberry jam, and enjoying the restored prairie outside my door that is in full July bloom.
Boy, that's, you know, see, that's a real Wisconsin person there who can make an event out of any day of the year in this state. And that, you know, I give her a lot of credit. That's really a great fun thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't you don't have to go to some special event to hop on your bike and bike around. And
no, that's really true.
But there is a big bike event coming up. Where is that?
Centurion Cycling is happening in Middleton. That's one that's happening August 7th and 8th, the same weekend as the Mustard Festival. And that'll be taking place actually through the hills to the west of Middleton out in that area. It's a little of the, as they say, sort of a bit of the Tour de France feel out there.
That's not the one that that Lance is coming to, is it?
He's coming at the end of the month to another big, you know, biking is really so big here, that there's actually two big events going on at the end of the month, August 28th and 29th. On the 28th, there's this huge race called the Unnamed Epic. It's an off-road bike race. It's gonna be a fantastic start. In Mineral Point, they're going to start down at the bottom near the Pendarvis site, go up the hill. If you know Pendarvis, it goes way up a hill and around and down, a huge thing going on out there.
We have to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking about summer fun in Wisconsin. What do you have planned for this weekend, or for the month of August for that matter, as we talk with Gary Knowles, who is travel editor for Dane County Lifestyle Magazine and our regular travel advisor for this Tell Joy Where to Go program.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slade's, Carter's, Abel's, Carter's, Newburgh, Carter's, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
Where are you going, or what are you doing this weekend, or for the month of August for that matter? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:36 on this Friday, July the 30th. And with August fast approaching, we are talking about some of the fun things that we can do to celebrate and enjoy this last month of summer in Wisconsin. If you have a fun thing planned to do or some question you might have about where you might want to go, call us at 1-800-642-1234 or email us, talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you will find on Facebook and on wpr.org a list of events compiled by our guest, Gary Knowles, who is travel editor for Dane County Lifestyles Magazine and a regular contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. This is when I ask you to tell me about a fun thing happening in your community or a fun festival or something that that you enjoy. And sometimes I will come and visit your community and take you up on an offer and show up in your town. Last weekend, Gary, based on a listener's suggestion, I did go to Lake Geneva, and we went to the first annual, well, we hope annual, first the first stand-up paddle boarding festival. The stand-up paddle board is like a surfboard, sort of, and you stand up on it, obviously, and you paddle it like a canoe, only it's not a canoe.
Is it easier than surfing?
I have never surfed, but I bet you it is easier than surfing. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. I've been wanting to try this. It's apparently a new a new sport catching on quite a bit. And I will confess, though, it was a little bit windy on Saturday, and Lake Geneva was a little bit choppy, and choppy enough that I noticed a lot of many more experienced people wiping out and falling into the drink, and you need to balance, and with the waves, you might not be able to balance quite as well. I think I need one of those mirror lakes to actually stand up. I did kneel down paddling.
Oh, okay. that's kind of islander style paddling, isn't it? I mean, if you look at some of the warm island areas, I think they paddle like
that. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing the, seeing what it's like, and I'm going to try that again sometime. And indeed, I don't know, I might try. I'm going to Lake Geneva again in about a week and a half, of all things. We're going to go back to Lake Geneva. I'm planning on taking a cruise on Lake Geneva. You know about these
mail boats.
The mail boat. Tell us about that.
Well, the mail boat is a unique U.S. Postal Service mail delivery system where typically what they do, as I understand it, is they audition for people who want to be, usually it's a young lady, a male girl, sort of a contradiction in terms, I guess, but it's one of those things where they get a person who delivers the mail, and they bring the mail by boat. And usually the mail delivery person will ride on the front of the boat, on the bow, and as they approach slowly to a pier or whatever, either hand the mail to someone who's waiting for it. I've seen a dog pick it up and deliver it already, or put it in a mailbox at the end of the pier, or in some cases jump out from the bow of the boat, run down to a mailbox at the end of the pier, stick it in the mailbox, run back on the pier, and jump and catch the stern of the boat going by.
And sometimes they miss.
They occasionally miss, which just provides the fun for the passengers, and they don't very often miss, though, I've got to say, and thank goodness for that. But it really is a great, unique mail delivery system, and you can ride the mail boat in Lake Geneva all summer long. I think it only goes until the end of August or something like that.
But. So we're gonna check that out, and indeed, you might be seeing stories on the mailboat in your local paper. Apparently, there was a story recently in the Wisconsin State Journal about this, which prompted my attention. So, we're gonna check that out in Lake Geneva. And you have something coming up in Lake Geneva just past August, don't you, Gary?
I believe, I want to take a look here. I think it's in September. I believe that Lake Geneva has. I've got to find it, and it isn't popping up.
Oh, that's all right. We can check in that later.
It's a classic car show and rally that'll be taking place down there. They do it every year, and it'll be the end of September, I believe, September 24th and 25th, and a real neat area for a car show, too, down at Lake Geneva.
Well, I'm looking forward to my visit there. I understand Lake Geneva also has a beautiful lakeshore path where you can walk 21 miles around the lake and see the beautiful homes and get a very, very substantial walk. I don't think I could do all 21 miles in one walk.
The nice thing is they also have, I think, a service where you can do about a half of the walk. And as I understand, they pick you up at a dock somewhere along the way in a boat and then have a lunch for you and then cruise the lake, and you get to see the mansions from the lake, which is really nice.
All right. Well, thanks again to the listener for the suggestion to try the stand-up paddle boarding. It was fun. Eugene in Viola. Hi, Eugene. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
You've got the Civil War reenactment, I think the 7th and 8th of August in Boscobel.
Oh, that's always good.
That's right on the edge of town there, and that's a big open area. They'll have about 600 or 700 reenactors, and they do a very good job on that. Now, if my memory serves me right, out at the rifle range a couple of years ago, they were shooting into hillside. They had cannon competition.
Holy cats, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
They were very careful about the whole situation.
If you're a betting man, I'd put my money on the Union.
Well, they also, you mentioned the Wild West days of Brooklyn. Now, that's family-oriented.
For sure.
And it doesn't cost a lot to get in there. And they have a Concord stage with stagecoach with horses, and they give rides to kids for a quarter apiece.
That's a deal.
That is a real deal. That's great.
All right, so the Civil War reenactment in Boscobel, August 7th and 8th. A lot of stuff going on that 7th and 8th of August.
Well,
I don't know how we're going to pick.
As a matter of fact, there's one other thing I was going to mention going on the 8th, and that's out at Botham Vineyards, out at, Barneveld area, west of Madison. They have vintage days out there where they always bring in these wonderful race cars and great sports cars, and August 8th is the day for that out at Botham Vineyards.
Sounds good. Thank you, Eugene. Gina in Madison is with us. Hi, Gina.
Hi. I'm enjoying this show. I'm thinking on taking the Lake Geneva boat tour.
Yeah, it would be fun.
That would be fun.
It is.
I want to go to Onalaskan La Crosse.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to just take a trip along the Mississippi. I don't know too much about that area, but I went for a conference recently, and it's very beautiful. Dakota, Wisconsin.
Yep.
So if you can have some suggestions for me to do in August, a short day trip.
Well, you know what I would do is I would go, if you want to see the Mississippi, a really neat way is to, two ways. One, go to La Crosse and catch one of the paddle boat rides or the cruise out of there on the, I believe it's called the Island Girl. They have a couple of different boat cruises that you can take, and they're really nice. It's just, you get to see those beautiful bluffs and go up and down the river, and that's great. Another neat way to see it that you can only get this way is catch the Amtrak train that goes from Columbus. Well, you can pick it up in Columbus, Wisconsin, or Milwaukee, and then ride it. You can go up to about Red Wing and then catch it back. And if you come back that way through the day, there are just some scenes that you can only see on the river from the Amtrak train that are just beautiful. Now, obviously, it goes by too quick. That's the only thing that I would say about it. But it's really a beautiful ride if you want to try that. Or the other option is to simply take your car and drive the Great River Road. And I'd recommend doing that anywhere from down at Cassville, Prairie du Chien, and go all the way up to Hudson, and then from there go on up to St. Croix Falls. It's just spectacular river country all the way.
And, you know, we're looking it up. I know, Gina, that there is, I'm not positive the date, so that's what we're looking up, but I know that Wisconsin Public Radio is involved in a jazz fest that's to be in La Crosse sometime in the near future, but I'm not sure. I mean, Onalaska's like right next door to La Crosse.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So if you like jazz, I can pass along that information. Of course, it's not August, but they're known for Oktoberfest in late September.
That goes
October.
A long time.
Yeah.
It starts in late September and runs.
Well, and we can ask listeners, maybe listeners who are tuned in that know of some special events going on in La Crosse in the month of August can call in too.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good time.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You know, that just reminded me, talking about this jazz fest that WPR is involved in La Crosse. WPR is also celebrating the 25th anniversary of Michael Feldman's What Do You Know show.
And holy cats, he's been around that long.
He has been around that long. And indeed, on Friday, August the 13th, I hope I have that right, Friday, August the 13th, there is his Silver Jubilee show is going on, and it's going to be at the Union Theater in Madison. Tickets are on sale now, as they say, and you can get more information and purchase tickets if you care to attend on notmuch.com, I believe is the website for that. Notmuch.com for What Do You Know's Silver Jubilee show tickets on Friday, August the 13th. Rob and I are going to be going to that.
Well, that program has become a national event, hasn't it, whenever it happens? And hey, that's great. Well, I hope that I'll make that one, too. That sounds wonderful.
And I was just informed, Cynthia Schuster found that Jazz Fest is August 5th through the 8th in Riverside Park at the La Crosse Center. So there we go.
That's good. Yeah, La Crosse is always a neat place to go. Friendly people and beautiful surroundings over there.
Gary Knowles is our guest. He is travel editor for Dane County Lifestyles Magazine, contributor to our Tell Joy Where to Go programs. And I want to know where you think I should go or where you are going to celebrate summer. anything that's going on in your neck of the woods, or maybe you have a favorite festival that you go to elsewhere. What's on your itinerary this weekend or the month of August? Maybe some outdoor recreation. Are you planning on going to the state fair or EAA? Let us know what you're planning on doing or what you recommend others check out. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be a cloudy day for the most part today. There is a chance of showers in western Wisconsin this morning, and then it's going to turn into a chance of showers or isolated thunderstorms statewide in the afternoon. So let's hope they're very isolated and don't rain on you. Highs in the mid-70s in northern Wisconsin to around 80 degrees around the rest of the state. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, July the 30th. Coming up after 7, prices were unveiled this week for mass-market electric cars, as GM aims to compete with Nissan. After 7, you can join in as we take a look at the competition and the future of plug-in vehicles. That's coming up after 7. Right now, we are talking about fun places to go in Wisconsin this summer, for the rest of this summer, this weekend, for the month of August. Gary Knowles, our travel consultant, has some ideas that he is sharing with us, and we have also posted his list of events on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on WPR.org. And our next caller is Nick in Green Bay. Hi, Nick. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Nick.
Hi. How's it going?
Doing good here.
I got a catamaran nationals at Racine Yacht Club August 9th through the 13th. There's going to be about 70 catamaran sailboats for a whole week long racing on the beach.
Ooh, are you going to be watching or racing, Nick?
I'm actually racing in it. My club is hosting the event, Prah, and it's going to be a great event for the family. There's going to be catamarans there that kids can take out. There'll be other small boats that kids can take out, and it's really revolved around the family and sailing for kids.
Now, are all those catamarans from your area there, Nick? Or
actually, there's about 6 countries represented. It's actually one of the biggest catamaran, or it's called F-18 fleets assembled in North America.
So, holy cats.
Yeah, it's a pretty big event going on. It's all week long, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's free to watch it, right?
Oh, yeah, free to watch.
And you say this is in Racine?
Yep, it's at Racine Yacht Club on Lake Michigan.
Sounds like a blast, Nick. Have a good time and good luck.
Yeah, good wind.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And there are some other water events going on around the state, Gary?
The tall ships are coming to Green Bay on August 13th to the 15th. The Bay Lake Bank Tall Ship Festival is that week, and a lot of opportunity up there to see those great old sailing vessels, and that should be a lot of fun. And then, you know, on water, since we're talking about water, down in Janesville, August 13th to the 15th, is the National Water Ski Show Tournament. And the nice thing about that is it's free. You can go in and watch it. And these are really some talented people who are participating in the tournament. They're from all over the state. We have a lot of this going on in Wisconsin.
Boy, a lot more talented than I am.
Well,
that's not easy what they do in those shows.
Well, no, they're really good. I was up in Minocqua not too long ago, and they had like about a must have been a 10-person pyramid they did. And I know Madison has got a water ski show. The Minocqua group is called the Minocqua Bats, and it's fun. All over the state, we've got these great water ski shows.
Sounds good. Next, we go to Sheila in Sister Bay. Speaking of the water, you have a beautiful marina up there, Sheila.
We do indeed, several, in fact. I'm going to suggest when you visit Door County that you for sure don't miss out on the sunset at Fred and Fuzzy's Waterfront Bar and Grill on Little Sister Bay.
What time is sunset these days?
Oh, gosh, I guess you'd have to check with the National Weather Service on that.
I
think if you're there by 6:37, you're going to catch the sunset a little while later.
And I've been to Fred and Fuzzy's, Sheila.
It's still beautiful.
And there's some nice food there, and music is usually going on too.
Well, Tuesday nights, yes, a band on Tuesday nights, so that's always a lot of fun as well.
Thank you so much, Sheila. We very well might take you up on watching the sunset there. Our cruise is a sunset cruise, though, so we might have to just sail by Fred and Fuzzy's on that one. Those are beautiful.
It'll be fun, no matter where.
Beautiful sunsets in Door
absolutely.
County.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sheila, thanks very much. Let's see, who's next? Joanne in Neshcoro. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. Like to invite everybody to hear the Cat Trio. With clarinetist clarinetist Vlad, pianist Patrick, and violin Victoria, playing at the Neshcoro Zion United Methodist Church in Neshcoro, Wisconsin.
And when's that going to happen?
It's at 7 o'clock Sunday night.
Our church is
fully handicap accessible and air conditioned. Free will offering will be taken. And they play wonderful music from classical to hymns to Scott Joplin, George Gershwin.
You know, thank you very much. And if people want to get a flavor of the Cat Trio performed live on Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Classical Music Network last week. And we have posted a video of their performance on our website, WPR.org. So you can take a look at that if you want to know what the Cat Trio is all about. And, of course, Joanne has the Cat Trio performing at the United Methodist Church in Neshcoro this Sunday
night. Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks very much for letting us know. Try to get through as many others as possible. But before we run out of time, I do want to go on a couple more on your list too, Gary. The Sweet Corn Festival is coming up. Can't forget Sweet Corn Festival in Sun Prairie.
The corn is growing good in Wisconsin this year. I saw a lot of it this week. Yeah, and in Sun Prairie, they also have a great Sweet Corn Fest out there. There are other neat things going on. Art festivals, for example. There's art all over the place. Betty Boop Festival is taking place in Wisconsin Rapids. And, of course, Betty Boop being the cartoon character who was... I guess the creation of Grim Natwick from up in the Wisconsin area, and that goes on August 6th to the 8th. And speaking of art, there's going to be a great gallery night tour in Mineral Point that comes up August 7th, and it's always a lot of fun doing that down in that area. So there's all these things that are taking place, and if you can get to the list, go take a look at the list. I guess I would say
I'm certainly looking. I would like to try. I like the food things, too. Eagle River Festival of Flavors on August 28th and 29th. Anything with food will attract my attention. That sounds like a lot of fun, too. Let's take some other calls. Tom in Mequon. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. People have not mentioned Road America, which is one of the best racetracks in this country, and I love going there. There's an event next month in August from the 19th to the 22nd. It's the Time Warner Le Mans series, and also there's an event in September, the Elkhart Lake Vintage Weekend, the 10th to the 12th. That's a great event, too, and hopefully the weather will be better than it is now. So I hope people don't forget to go.
Yeah, Road America really is a lot of fun. I was up for the vintage races not too long ago.
Man.
All right. Thanks very much, Tom. Brett in Reedstown. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
The 39th Annual Antique Engine Show is going on this weekend just north of Westby. And they've got all kinds of neat stuff going on there.
It's the Antique Road Show, did you say?
Antique Engine Show. Yeah, if you go to Western Wisconsin Agricultural Museum.com, they've got the list of events for the weekend. It's going from July 30th to August 1st. And they've got...
I imagine steam engines and things like that, right?
Yeah, thanks very much, Brett, for letting us know. We have just a minute to go. Gary, anything on the list that we forgot that we ought to plug?
Well, let's just quickly say Art Street in Green Bay. We're talking a little bit about art. Art Street is always a lot of fun, August 27th to the 29th. And finally, we just ought to mention that the Lighthouse Keepers Celebration is coming up in Bayfield, and that will be August 25th to September 11th. And they do great cruises, speaking of cruises, out among the Apostle Islands up there. And, a whole schedule of stuff, I guess, is up on your Facebook site.
Yeah.
I'd recommend people go take a look because there's, certainly something for everybody.
Thank you very much, Gary, for your suggestions for all of us to enjoy for the whole month of August and a little bit beyond. We will talk to you again, I trust, end of August, beginning of September sometime for another round of this.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.